We have just examined the first scene of the story.
Práve sme skúmali tú prvú vec v príbehu.
The first servant and the king.
Prvý sluha a kráľ.
Now let's move to the next scene.
Posuňme sa teraz do ďalšej scény.
Now appears a second servant.
Teraz sa objavuje druhý služobník.
That will interact with the first servant.
Ktorý bude jednať s prvým sluhom.
So let's read verse 28.
Tak čítajme verš 28. Ale ten istý sluha, výjdúc, našiel jedného zo svojich spolusluhov, ktorý mu bol dlžen 100 denárov. A pochytil ho a hrdúsil, hovoriac, zaplať mi, čo si dlžen.
So after being forgiven by the king, that servant, the first servant, let's call him the first servant, went away and met a second servant, a friend of his.
Tak potom, čo mu kráľ odpustil, nazývajme ho prvý sluha, vyšiel a stretol druhého sluhu, svojho sluhu.
Probably I wouldn't say a servant, a friend, but a colleague of his.
Bol to zrejme nejaký kolega, priateľ.
Who owed him some money.
A dlhoval mu nejaké peniaze.
And verse 28 says that that second servant owed the first 100 denarii.
A verš 28 hovorí, že tento druhý sluha dlhoval prvému sluhovi 100 denárov.
So that we can have an idea. Let's see how much is this in terms of currency in that time.
Aby sme si to vedeli predstaviť, pozrime sa, koľko to asi je v tej dobe.
Let's refresh our minds.
Takže občerstvíme si to v pamäti.
The first servant owed 10,000 talents to the king.
Ten prvý sluha dlhoval kráľovi 10,000 talentov.
The second servant owed 100 denarii to the first servant.
Druhý sluha dlhoval 100 denárov prvému sluhovi.
So that you can have an idea how much this represents.
Tak aby ste si vedeli predstaviť, koľko to asi je.
In order to represent one talent.
Takže jeden talent.
You would need 6,000 denarii.
Potrebovali by ste 6,000 denárov.
Is that clear the difference?
Je jasný ten rozdiel.
And that second servant owed the first servant only 100 denarii.
A ten druhý sluha dlhoval prvému sluhovi len 100 denárov.
One denarius was the wage of a day's work.
Jeden denár to bola výplata mzda za jeden deň.
Which means that if the second servant would work just 100 days.
To znamená, že keby tento druhý sluha pracoval len 100 dní.
Or a bit more than 3 months.
Alebo trošku viac než 3 mesiace.
He would pay his debt.
Splatil by svoj dlh.
It was really a very, very small amount of money.
Naozaj to bola veľmi malá suma peňazí.
And what did the first servant do?
Čo urobil ten prvý sluha?
Notice, the first servant had just been forgiven.
Všimnite si, že tomu prvému sluhovi bolo práve odpustené.
His debt of 10,000 talents.
Jeho dlh 10,000 talentov.
But when he found somebody who owed him 100 denarii.
Ale keď našiel niekoho, kto mu dlhoval 100 denárov?
What did he do?
Čo urobil?
He grabbed him and said, "You're gonna pay this to me."
Schytil ho a hovoril, ty mi tento dlh zaplatíš.
And notice what says in verse 29.
Všimnite si, čo sa hovorí vo verši 29.
So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all."
Tedy padnul jeho spolusluha k jeho nohám, prosil ho a hovoril, "Pozhovej mi a všetko ti zaplatím."
Notice that the second servant says to the king exactly what the second servant said to the first servant, exactly what the first servant had said to the king.
Všimnite si, že tento druhý sluha hovorí prvému sluhovi presne to, čo prvý sluha povedal kráľovi.
The same words.
Tie isté slova.
Have mercy on me.
Zmiluj sa nado mnou.
But instead, what he did?
Ale na miesto toho, čo spravil?
Verse 30.
Verš 30.
And he would not, but went and threw him into prison.
Ale on nechcel, ale odišiel a hodil ho do žalára.
Till he should pay the debt.
Dokiaľ by nezaplatil, čo bol dlžný.
What do you think of a servant like that?
Čo si myslíte o takomto sluhovi?
What do you think of a person like that?
Čo si myslíte o takejto osobe?
He was forgiven so much.
Tak veľa mu bolo odpustené.
But was unwilling to forgive so little.
A bol neochotný odpustiť tak málo.
No matter that the other servants, the other colleagues, the other people, they got very angry, very upset.
A všetci jeho spolusluhovia boli veľmi nahnevaní.
Verse 31.
Verš 31.
So when his fellow servants saw what had been done.
A keď videli jeho spolusluhovia, čo sa stalo,
they were very grieved.
Veľmi sa zarmútili.
And came and told their master all that had been done.
A prišli a porozprávali svojmu pánovi všetko, čo sa stalo.
No wonder such a situation was a scandal.
Nie sa čo čudovať, že takáto situácia bola škandalózna.
For everybody, because when you receive mercy,
pre každého, pretože keď získate milosť,
people usually expect that you will bestow mercy.
Ľudia väčšinou očakávajú, že aj vy poskytnete milosť.
If you were forgiven so much,
ak vám bolo tak veľa odpustené,
why not forgive so little?
Prečo neodpustiť tak málo?
But they told the master of that man what had happened.
A tak povedali pánovi tohto sluhu, čo sa stalo.
And see what the master says in verse 32.
A pozrite sa, čo pán hovorí vo verši 32.
Then his master,
vtedy si jeho pán,
after he had called him, said to him,
zavolal a povedal mu,
you wicked servant,
ty zlý sluha,
I forgave you all that debt,
všetok ten dlh som ti odpustil,
because you begged me,
pretože si ma prosil.
Verse 33.
Verš 33.
Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant?
Či si sa teda i ty nemal zmilovať na svojim spolusluhom?
Just as I had pity on you.
Ako som sa ja zmiloval nad tebou.
And verse 34 proceeds saying.
Verš 34 pokračuje.
And his master was angry.
A jeho pán bol rozhnevaný.
And delivered him to the torturers.
A vydal ho mučiteľom.
Until he should pay all that was due to him.
Dokiaľ by nezaplatil všetko, čo mu bol dlžný.
So why do you think the master was so angry with that servant?
Prečo si myslíte, že bol ten pán tak veľmi nahnevaný na toho sluhu?
Was the master angry just because he did not forgive his other servant?
Myslíte, že to bolo preto, že on neodpustil svojemu spolusluhovi?
That also.
Aj preto.
But the point is.
Ale je.
The first servant did not understand what forgiveness is.
Ten prvý sluha nerozumel, čo znamená odpustenie.
By refusing to forgive his fellow servant.
Tým, že odmietol odpustiť svojemu spolusluhovi.
He showed to the master.
Ukázal svojmu pánovi,
that he was not grateful,
že bol nevďačný
for the enormous debt that the master forgave him.
Za ten obrovský dlh, ktorý mu pán odpustil.
So what made the master so offended,
tak to, čo tak veľmi urazilo jeho pána,
was that after such a enormous, huge forgiveness,
bolo, že po takomto obrovskom odpustení
that servant could not be grateful.
Tento sluha nevedel byť vďačný.
In other words,
inými slovami,
by not forgiven his fellow servant,
tým, že neodpustil svojemu spolusluhovi,
that first servant,
tento prvý sluha,
being offensive to the master,
urážal svojho pána,
was despising the master,
pohrdal ním,
was simply telling to the master, well, you forgave me 10,000 talents, but this is not it.
Hovoril majstrovi svojmu pánovi, no, odpustil si mi 10 000 talentov, ale to je nič. Mne na tom nezáleží.
So this is what made that act so offensive to the master.
A toto spôsobilo, že tento čin bol tak veľmi odpudzujúci pánovi.
And after telling the story, Jesus says the following.
A potom, čo pán Ježiš porozprával tento príbeh, hovorí,
so my heavenly father,
tak to môj nebeský Otec
will also do to you.
Učiní vám.
If each of you,
ak neodpustíte jeden každý
from his heart,
zo srdca
does not forgive his brother,
svojmu bratovi jeho previnenie.
So this is a very serious teaching of Jesus.
Toto je veľmi vážne učenie Pána Ježiša.
Forgiveness.
Odpustenie.
We have been forgiven by God so much.
Pán Boh nám odpustil tak veľa.
That for God it's incomprehensible that we refuse to forgive the little debts of our brothers and sisters.
Že pre Pána Boha je nepochopiteľné, keď odmietame odpúšťať malé dlhy našich bratov a sestier.
If God gave us so much in Jesus Christ.
Ak nám Boh dal tak veľa Ježišovi Kristovi.
Why should we refuse so little in forgiving our brothers?
Prečo by sme mali odmietať tak málo odpustiť našim bratom?
And this is the lesson that is repeated again and again in the Old Testament.
Toto je lekcia, ktorá sa opakuje znovu a znovu v Starom zákone.
This is a major principle of Christian religion.
Toto je hlavný princíp kresťanského náboženstva.
Because Christianity is founded upon forgiveness.
Pretože kresťanstvo je založené na odpustení.
Let's read Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 and 13.
Čítame Kolosanom kapitola 3.
Colossians 3, 12 and 13.
3, 12, 13. Kolosanom 3, verše 12, 13.
Okay, let's have it read.
A tak si oblečte, ako vyvolený Boží, svätý a milovaný, srdečnú sústrasť milosrdnú, dobrotivosť, pokoru, krotkosť, zhovievavosť, znášajúc jeden druhého a odpúšťajúci, keby mal niekto na niekoho žalobu, ako aj Kristus odpustil vám, tak aj vy.
Now some years after Christ had told the story, Paul is repeating the same teaching to the Colossians.
Niekoľko rokov potom, čo Ježiš vyrozprával tento príbeh, Pavol to isté opakuje Kolosanom.
As he says in verse 13.
Ako hovorí vo verši 13.
Forgiving each other.
Odpúšťajúc jeden druhému.
You should be forgiven each other as the Lord has forgiven you.
Mali by ste odpúšťať, ako Pán odpustil vám.
So the motivation, the reason for our giving forgiveness to others.
Takže naša motivácia pre odpúšťanie iným
is the forgiveness that we receive from God.
Je odpustenie, ktoré prijímame od Boha.
If we owed God 10,000 talents.
Ak sme Bohu dlhovali 10,000 talentov.
Why not forgive the 100 denarii that our brother owes to us?
Prečo neodpustiť tých 100 denárov, ktoré nám dlhuje brat?
So this is a deep lesson on forgiveness.
Toto je vážna lekcia na odpustenie.
And forgiveness is a price that needs to be paid.
A odpustenie je cena, ktorá musí byť zaplatená.
If we want relationships to endure.
A chceme, aby vzťahy trvali.
But forgiveness is not a human kind of thing.
Ale odpustenie nie je ľudská vec.
Forgiveness is a divine prerogative.
Odpustenie je Božia vec.
That's why God asks us to forgive so that we can share his prerogatives.
A preto žiada Boh od nás, aby sme odpustili, aby sa s nami mohol podeliť vlastne o seba.
And certainly thousands, millions probably of people are suffering.
A určite tisíce, milióny ľudí trpia.
Because they haven't experienced forgiveness yet.
Pretože ešte neprežili odpustenie.
Forgiveness heals the heart.
Odpustenie uzdravuje srdce.
Cures the soul.
Uzdravuje dušu.
And make us capable of love.
A robí nás schopnými milovať.
There is no love without forgiveness.
Nie je lásky bez odpustenia.
You can never say to your spouse I love you if you are not willing to forgive.
Nemôžete povedať svojmu manželovi alebo manželke milujem ťa, ak nie ste ochotní odpustiť.
You can never say to your children, to your parents I love you if you are not willing to forgive them.
Nemôžete povedať svojim deťom alebo svojim rodičom milujem ťa, ak nie ste ochotní odpustiť.
Love is inconceivable without forgiveness.
Láska bez odpustenia nejestvuje.
But such forgiveness of course does not come easily.
Ale takéto odpustenie nie je ľahké.
Especially when we have been deeply offended.
Hlavne keď nám bolo veľmi ublížené.
especially in cases of deep and profound hurt that people have caused to each other.
Hlavne ak ľudia jeden druhému spôsobili naozaj hlbokú bolesť.
It's humanly impossible.
Je to ľudsky nemožné.
But with God everything is possible.
Ale u Boha je všetko možné.
Not long ago visiting one of the countries in Africa, Kenya to be more precise.
Nedávno som navštívil jednu krajinu v Afrike, Keniu.
I met a young lady there.
Stretol som tam mladú ženu.
Who was from another country there in Africa?
Bola z inej krajiny, africkej krajiny.
Where a terrible massacre had happened a few years ago.
Kde sa predtým stal hrozný masaker.
And she told me that by the time she was studying in the Philippines. By that time that the massacre occurred, she was studying in the Philippines in the seminary that we have there.
V dobe, keď sa tento masaker stal, študovala vo Filipínach na našom seminári.
That lady actually was from Rwanda.
Táto mladá žena bola z Rwandy.
And of course you I suppose you are aware of what happened in Rwanda.
Predpokladám, že viete, čo sa stalo v Rwande.
When the Hutus decided to kill the Tutsis.
Keď sa Hutus rozhodli zabiť Tutsis.
And they caused a terrible massacre.
A vyvolali hrozný masaker.
That involved everybody.
Ktorý sa týkal každého.
Even the church.
Dokonca aj cirkvi.
Even some of our church members were caught in different sides of the fight.
Dokonca niektorí naši členovia boli na rôznych stranách v tomto boji.
But that lady told me that her entire family was killed.
A táto mladá žena mi povedala, že jej celá rodina bola zabitá.
And years later she came back to her country.
O mnoho rokov neskôr sa vrátila do svojej krajiny.
And she decided to go to her village.
Rozhodla sa ísť do svojej dediny.
To reach those who have killed her family.
Aby navštívila tých, ktorí zabili jej rodinu.
To conduct an evangelistic campaign there.
Aby tam podnikla evangelizáciu.
A lot of people told her that she was crazy.
Mnohí ľudia jej povedali, že blázni.
She shouldn't have done such a thing.
Takú vec by nemala robiť.
But eventually she did.
Ale ona to urobila.
And she told me that she was able to reach more than 200 people for Christ.
A povedala, že bola schopná osloviť viac než 200 ľudí pre Krista.
So she find in God the courage.
Takže v Bohu našla tú odvahu uplatniť odpustenie.
But forgiveness in these cases is not easy.
Ale odpustenie v tomto prípade nie je ľahké.
Forgiveness is not, as I told, is not forgetting.
Odpustenie, ako som spomenul, nie je zabúdanie.
I'm sure she forgave.
Som si istý, že odpustila.
But probably she not. Of course she hasn't forgotten what happened.
Ale samozrejme, že nezabudla, čo sa stalo.
Probably the pain.
Zrejme tá bolesť.
Emptiness of not having anybody of her family alive is still there.
A tá prázdnota, že nemá žiadnu rodinu vo svojom živote, je stále tam.
But she relied on God to fill the void.
Ale spoliehala sa na Boha, že on zaplní túto prázdnotu.
And allow her to exercise forgiveness.
A dovolila mu, aby toto odpustenie cez ňu mohlo byť uskutočnené.
Had he opted to a path of bitterness,
keby sa rozhodla pre cestu horkosti,
she would have destroyed herself.
Bola by zničila seba samu.
So never think that forgiveness means forgetting, not necessarily.
Takže nemyslite si, že odpustenie znamená zabudnutie.
Sometimes we may remember the evil that was done to us, in us, forever.
Niekedy si budeme pamätať navždy to zlo, čo sa nám stalo.
We may even bear the marks of what was done.
Dokonca na nás môžeme byť tým poznačení.
But God has the power.
Ale Boh má moc.
The willingness.
Dať nám tú ochotu.
To cope with it and to forgive.
Odpustiť a vysporiadať sa s tým.
Another point.
Ďalší bod.
Forgiveness does not necessarily occur in a flash of a moment. It's not an instantaneous experience.
Odpustenie sa nemusí udiať v jednom momente, nie je to nejaký okamžitý okamih.
Sometimes forgiveness is a process.
Niekedy odpustenie je proces.
It may take years.
Môže to trvať roky.
In that process of forgiving.
Tento proces odpustenia.
And coping with that situation.
A vysporiadania sa s touto situáciou.
Third point.
Tretí bod.
The ultimate goal of forgiveness.
Konečným cieľom odpustenia
should be reconciliation.
By malo byť zmierenie.
Because if you forgive just to forgive.
Pretože ak odpustíte len aby ste odpustili.
Just to release your conscience before God and said, "Well, I forgave him, I forgave her."
Len aby ste si očistili svedomie pred Bohom a povedali, tak ja som mu odpustil.
And some people say, "Well, I forgave, but I never want to see her him again."
Niektorí ľudia povedia, áno, odpustil som, ale nikdy ho nechcem už viac vidieť.
This actually is not the full experience of forgiveness.
Toto nie je tá plná skúsenosť odpustenia.
Forgiveness is fully achieved.
Odpustenie sa naplno dosiahne.
When after the experience you can invite your enemy to sit with you at the same table and eat together.
Keď po tejto skúsenosti dokážete pozvať svojho nepriateľa sedieť pri tom istom stole a jesť spolu.
This is what God does with us.
Toto je to, čo Boh robí s nami.
God did not forgive us just to say I forgave them.
Boh nám neodpustil len na to, aby povedal, odpustil som im.
Let them carry their lives as they want.
Nech si žijú, ako sa im páči.
God forgives us because he wants to establish a relationship with us.
Boh nám odpúšťa, pretože chce mať s nami vzťah.
And in all spheres of life.
A v mnohých oblastiach života.
We need forgiveness.
Potrebujeme odpustenie.
And it's never late to give forgiveness.
Nikdy nie je neskoro dať odpustenie alebo žiadať o odpustenie.
I was reading a poignant text written by a nurse.
Čítal som jeden text, ktorý napísala sestra, nemocničná sestra.
It was a very emotional chronicle.
Bol to veľmi emocionálny záznam.
So that nurse tells the story.
A táto sestra hovorí o príbehu.
He was working in the hospital.
Pracovala v nemocnici.
And a gentleman came with a heart attack.
A jeden pán prišiel a mal srdcovú porážku.
He was there put on a bed.
Položili ho na posteľ.
There was nobody with him. Apparently he was absolutely alone.
Zdá sa, že bol úplne sám. Nikto neprišiel s ním.
Then she went to examine him to give him some medicine.
Šla k nemu dať mu nejaké lieky.
And she asked her a piece of paper.
She asked him or he asked her?
He asked her a piece of paper.
A on ju požiadal o kus papiera.
He needed to write something.
Čo si potreboval napísať.
So he wrote something that piece of paper, folded it, put on the desk beside the bed.
Napísal niečo na kus papiera, preložil ho, položil ho vedľa postele.
And that man told the nurse.
A tento človek povedal sestre.
Please call my daughter.
Prosím vás, zavolajte moju dcéru.
And tell her that I'm here.
Povedzte jej, že som tu.
So the nurse got the number, went, called the doctor, the daughter.
Takže táto sestra dostala číslo, zatelefonovala dcére.
And as he called, she explained that her daddy was in the hospital.
A keď jej telefonovala, vysvetlila, že jej otec je v nemocnici.
So the daughter, the other side of the line was desperate condition when she heard the father was in the hospital.
Keď táto dcéra na druhej strane počula, že jej otec je v nemocnici, bola zúfala.
And she started to cry and say, "Please don't let my father die."
Začala plakať, hovorí, prosím, nedovolte, aby môj otec umrel.
It's been a year that I haven't talked to him.
Už rok som sa s ním nerozprávala.
We have a major fight in my 23rd birthday because of my boyfriend.
Na moje 23. narodeniny sme sa riadne pohádali kvôli môjmu chlapcovi.
And I left home.
Som odišla z domu.
And the last words that I told him.
A posledné slova, ktoré som mu povedala,
was, "I hate you."
Boli, nenávidím ťa.
Please don't let him die.
Prosím vás, nedovolte, aby zomrel.
I'm going there to visit him.
Idem ho navštíviť teraz.
But unfortunately, as the story goes.
Ale žiaľ, tento príbeh pokračuje.
The situation of that man was very, very grave and serious.
Situácia tohto muža bola veľmi vážna.
Immediately there was an emergency and the nurse was following up everything. She had to call the doctors.
Situácia bola veľmi zlá, táto sestra musela volať lekárov.
She had a major crisis, heart crisis again.
Bola tam veľká kríza jeho srdca.
The doctors tried by all means to revive him.
Lekári sa všemožne snažili ho oživiť.
Unsuccessfully.
Žiaľ, nie úspešne.
But he ended up dying.
Zomrel.
So when the daughter who was on her way to the hospital.
Takže táto dcéra, ktorá bola na ceste do nemocnice,
arrived at the hospital.
Prišla do nemocnice.
And she was heading to the room of her father.
Priamo kráčala do izby svojho otca.
He met some of the doctors who were coming from the room.
Stretla niektorých lekárov, ktorí z tej izby vychádzali.
And one of them finding that she was a daughter pulled her aside.
A jeden z nich, keď zistil, že to bola dcéra tohto muža, ju zobral na bok.
And told her what happened.
Povedal jej, čo sa stalo.
She was crying at any as it would be difficult to imagine in any human being.
Veľmi plakala, ťažko si to vôbec vedieť predstaviť.
And the nurse immediately came and talked to her and she said, I want to see my father.
Táto sestra k nej prišla a dcéra jej hovorí, prišla som navštíviť otca.
Well, the nurse thought that would not be a good idea at that moment. Why increase pain so much?
Sestra hovorí, ale to by asi nebol dobrý nápad. Vašu bolesť by to iba zvýšilo.
But the nurse insisted. The daughter
ale dcera trvala na tom.
And the nurse led her to the room.
Sestra ju zaviedla do izby.
She plunged her head on the sheets crying.
A ona hlavu si hodila do postele a plakala.
The nurse sat beside the
sestra sedela vedľa nej.
The bed beside the desk.
Vedľa stola.
Then she found that piece of paper.
Našla tam ten kúsok papiera.
That she had given to that man before he died.
Ktorý dostala od toho
muža. There was
muža.
Something written there for the daughter.
Bolo tam niečo napísané pre túto dcéru.
So immediately she handed it over.
Okamžite tento list dala dcére.
And as the daughter opened that piece of paper.
A keď táto dcéra otvorila tento papier,
like
bolo tam povedané niečo takéto.
My dearest Jenny,
moja najdrahšia Jenny,
I forgive you.
Odpúšťam ti.
I pray you will also forgive me.
A dúfam, že odpustíš aj ty mne.
I know that you love me.
Viem, že ma miluješ.
I love you.
Milujem ťa.
Jenny.
Otec.
So the nurse, as she tells the story, she mentions that at that moment when that young lady read that paper.
Takže táto sestra, ktorá píše o tomto príbehu, hovorí, že v tom momente, keď táto dcera čítala tieto slova, bolo to niečo ako úľava a uzdravenie, ktoré cez ňu prešlo. Napriek tomu, že jej otecko bol mŕtvy. Jeho odpustenie ju uzdravilo.
So there's never is late to experience.
Nikdy nie je neskoro zakúšať odpustenie.
Some people suffer very cruel things.
Niektorí ľudia utrpia veľmi hrozné veci.
And it's not easy to imagine how is the experience of forgiveness in that case.
A je ťažké si predstaviť, ako zakúsiť odpustenie v takýchto prípadoch.
But with God's power, forgiveness can be reached.
Ale s Božou pomocou je to možné.
There may be angry.
Možno sú nahnevaní.
There may be resentment.
Alebo zahorknutí.
And traumas.
Sú tam traumy.
But ultimately.
Ale v konečnom dôsledku.
Forgiveness is the only experience.
Odpustenie je to jediné.
That can bring any crisis to a helpful resolution.
Ktoré môže hociakú krízu priviesť k zdravému vyriešeniu.
Sometimes I used to read a lot about Second World War.
Zvykol som čítať veľa o druhej svetovej vojne.
And I always was trying to find something about the Holocaust and understand what went on in those times.
Snažil som sa čítať o holokauste a rozumieť, čo sa dialo v tých časoch.
Sometimes I tried to imagine what happened to those people who could see her parents, her daughters and relatives being carried to a gas chamber.
Niekedy som sa snažil predstaviť si ľudí, ktorí videli svojich príbuzných, rodičov, deti, ako ich odvádzali do plynových komôr.
How could a person like that be able to forgive?
Ako by takáto osoba mohla odpustiť?
So much.
Potom, čo im takto ublížili.
There's a story about a writer called Corrie ten Boom.
Je príbeh jednej spisovateľky Corrie ten Boom.
She had been in the concentration camp.
Bola v koncentračnom tábore.
And later on she survived and became a writer.
Prežila a stala sa spisovateľkou.
And she specialized in writing about forgiveness.
A špecializovala sa v tom, že písala o odpustení.
The importance and the value of forgiveness.
Dôležitosť a hodnota odpustenia.
And once she was traveling somewhere here in Europe.
A raz cestovala niekde tu v Európe.
And she met a man.
A stretla muža.
And she was approached by that man.
Tento muž k nej prišiel.
That man said, "I know that you understand of forgiveness. You Christians are willing to forgive."
A ja viem, že vy kresťania rozumiete, čo odpustenia ste ochotní odpustiť.
Then he asked her a question.
Potom sa jej spýtal.
Are you willing to forgive me?
Ste ochotná odpustiť mne?
And that's as she thought further.
A ona keď rozmýšľala.
She recognized in him.
Rozpoznala v ňom
one of the guards of the concentration camp,
jedného,
where he was held.
Jedného zo strážcov koncentračného tábora, v ktorom ona bola.
And she tells the story that she was immediately paralyzed.
A ona hovorí v príbehu, že bola úplne paralyzovaná.
Couldn't say a word.
Nedokázala povedať ani slovo.
She ran away from that man without speaking to him.
Ušla od tohto muža bez toho, aby niečo povedala.
Then getting home.
Potom prišla domov.
She realized.
A uvedomila si
the price of forgiveness.
Cenu odpustenia.
And she bent her knees and asked God to forgive her her unwillingness to forgive.
A vtedy si kľakla a žiadala Boha o odpustenie za to, že je neochotná odpustiť.
So in certain circumstances it's not easy to bestow forgiveness.
V určitých okolnostiach nie je ľahké darovať odpustenie.
I think that's why Jesus illustrated forgiveness telling this parable.
Myslím, že preto Ježiš ilustroval odpustenie týmto podobenstvom.
Comparing a debt of 10,000 talents.
Porovnával dlh 10,000 talentov
with another debt of 100 denarii.
S ďalším dlhom 100 denárov.
So as much as other people may owe to us.
Takže koľkokoľvek môžu iní ľudia dlhovať nám.
It will never exceed 100 denarii.
Nikdy to neprekročí 100 denárov.
But the debt we owe to God.
Ale dlh, ktorý my dlhujeme Bohu,
is 10,000 talents.
Je 10,000 talentov.
Because it cost God the life of his only begotten son.
Pretože to stálo Boha život jeho jediného syna.
This is the only way to try to understand forgiveness.
Toto je jediný spôsob, akým sa môžeme pokúsiť rozumieť odpusteniu.
God is beholding his son dying on the cross.
Dívať sa na Boha, dívať sa na jeho syna, ako umiera na kríži.
And if you want to have a happy life.
Ak chcete mať šťastný život.
If you want to enjoy your relationships to the full.
Ak sa chcete tešiť z vašich vzťahov naplno.
You need to experience forgiveness.
Potrebujete zakúšať odpustenie.
You need to be humble enough to ask forgiveness.
Musíte byť dosť pokorní na to, aby ste žiadali o odpustenie.
And by the way, when that nurse finishes her chronicle.
A ozaj, keď táto sestra končí s týmto príbehom.
She tells that immediately she went out of that room.
Hovorí, že okamžite vyšla z tejto miestnosti.
And she called her father and said, "I love you."
Zavolala otcovi a povedala: "Milujem ťa."
But as we look Christ in the cross of Calvary.
Ale keď sa dívame na Krista na kríži,
we can feel the weight of forgiveness.
Môžeme cítiť tú ťaž odpustenia.
And we need to feel grateful for the forgiveness we received from God.
A musíme cítiť vďačnosť za odpustenie, ktoré sme dostali od Boha.
Only then we'll be able to forgive others.
Len potom budeme schopní odpustiť druhým.
So be willing to forgive.
Takže buďte ochotní odpustiť.
And be willing to ask forgiveness.
A buďte ochotní žiadať o odpustenie.
This is the price that we have to pay.
Toto je cena, ktorú musíme zaplatiť.
If we want our relationships to stand.
Ak chceme, aby naše vzťahy fungovali.
And I will conclude now with the story, short story, a real story.
Teraz na záver krátky príbeh.
I would like to show a picture here, but since the sun won't permit. It's on my computer. Where is my helper? Well,
chcel by som ukázať nejaký obrázok tu, no dúfam, že ho budeme vidieť.
Just.
Kde je môj pomocník?
You don't need to go there. Just stay here and show it.
Len tu zostaňte a ukážte
im.
Je tam nádherný obraz rodiny.
I wish I could put it here, but
kiež by som ho mohol dať sem.
This is a picture of these were the first people, Brazilian people we met in the United States.
Toto bola prvá brazilská rodina, ktorú som stretol v Amerike.
When my family and I arrived there in 1999 to start our studies.
1999. Keď som v roku 1999 prišiel s rodinou do Ameriky, aby som tam začal svoje štúdia.
We had just arrived there, we knew nobody.
Práve sme tam prišli, nepoznali sme nikoho.
And Friday evening at sunset.
A v piatok večer pri západe slnka.
We met that family.
Sme stretli túto rodinu.
They happened to be our neighbors. They lived close by.
Náhodou to boli naši susedia, bývali blízko.
The name of the man was Hui Mar.
A ten muž sa volá Hui.
Hui Mar.
Hui Mar.
Yeah. He was there with his wife and two kids and a couple of kids.
Bol tam so svojou manželkou a s dvomi deťmi.
He was also a student at Andrews University.
A on bol študentom na Andrews Univerzite.
He had a dream of becoming a missionary.
Jeho snom bolo stať sa misionárom.
And that dream was fulfilled probably 2 years, 3 years later when he received a call to serve the church in the Far East.
A tento jeho sen sa splnil o 2 alebo 3 roky neskôr, keď dostal povolanie, aby išiel na ďaleký východ.
So he and his family.
Takže on a jeho rodina.
They went to an island in the Micronesia called Palau.
Išli do Mikronézie, do oblasti Palau.
And they started a wonderful work there as pastor in the church.
Začali tam nádhernú prácu, on bol kazateľom v zbore.
And he was really impressing the community by the way he related to people.
He was
impressing the community, making a good impression.
A urobil veľmi dobrý dojem na komunitu, do ktorej sa dostal.
A few days before this family departed for the mission field, we invite them to have lunch with us.
Niekoľko dní predtým, než mali odísť, pozvali sme ich k nám na obed.
And so they went, and once in a while we'd receive news from them.
A odišli. A z času na čas sme od nich dostali nejaké správy.
But about 3 years after they arrived there, 2 years after they arrived in Palau.
A možno 2 roky na to, po príchode do Palau,
they were already fully established in the place.
Už sa tam udomácnili.
Doing an excellent work.
Robili tam vynikajúcu prácu.
Then something tragic happened to them.
Niečo tragické sa im stalo.
A drunk man, or involved also with drugs, was roaming around.
Nadrogovaný človek sa potuloval na blízku.
That man broke into the house of Huimar.
Dostal sa do jeho domu.
He had a kind of a baseball stick.
Mal bejsbolovú palicu.
And not to make the story longer.
A aby som to nepredlžoval.
That man killed Huimar.
Tento muž zabil Huimara.
He killed Huimar's wife.
Jeho manželku.
He killed the son.
Himself.
He killed the son.
A zabil mu syna.
Because of the son of Huimar. And he also did some violence to the daughter and abandoned him, thinking that she was dead.
A spáchal aj násilie na jeho dcére.
Eventually she survived.
On si myslel, že umrela, ale ona prežila.
But the point of the story that I want to make.
Ale o čom chcem hovoriť v tomto príbehu?
Is about the mother of Huimar.
Je o matke Huimara.
It of course is a traumatic experience for the entire family.
Samozrejme, že to bola traumatická skúsenosť pre celú rodinu.
But the mother of Huimar took a plane.
Ale táto matka Huimara sadla do lietadla.
And went to Palau.
A išla do Palau.
She wanted to meet the man who had killed.
Chcela stretnúť muža, ktorý zabil jej syna.
Her daughter-in-law.
Jej nevestu.
And her son-in-law.
And her
son-in-law.
Grandson. A vnuka.
Grandson. And she went to the prison.
Šla do väzenia.
To tell that man that in spite of what he had done.
Aby povedala tomuto mužovi, že napriek tomu, čo urobil,
she was willing to forgive.
Bola ochotná mu odpustiť.
Because Christ loved him.
Pretože Kristus ho miluje.
Christ wanted to change his life.
Kristus chcel zmeniť jeho život.
She went to talk to the relatives of that man, to the mother of that man.
A šla sa rozprávať s príbuznými tohto muža, s jeho matkou.
And shows she displayed this wonderful manifestation of forgiveness.
A ukázala túto nádhernú, toto nádherné odpustenie.
This is very difficult.
Toto je veľmi ťažké.
Not all of us will be called to give that kind of forgiveness.
Nie, každý z nás bude žiadaný dávať takéto odpustenie.
Most of our experiences we have to forgive little things.
Väčšinou v našej skúsenosti treba odpustiť malé veci.
But sometimes even in little things.
Ale niekedy aj v malých veciach.
We allow bitterness to overcome us.
Dovolíme, aby zvíťazila horkosť.
So let's be forgiving.
Takže odpúšťajme.
Let's be forgiven husbands.
Buďme odpúšťajúci manželia.
Forgiven wives.
Odpúšťajúce manželky.
Forgiven children.
Odpúšťajúce deti.
Forgiven as parents.
Odpúšťajme ako rodičia.
Let's look at the cross of Calvary.
Dívajme sa na kríž na Kalvárii.
Let's understand, look at the debt that was paid there for us.
A rozumieme, keď sa dívame na ten dlh, ktorý bol zaplatený za nás.
10,000 talents.
10,000 talentov.
And let us forgive the 100 denarii that people owe to us.
A odpustíme tých 100 denárov, ktorí nám ľudia dlhujú.
So that we can have better relationships.
Aby sme mohli mať lepšie vzťahy.
And so that love can thrive in our lives.
Aby láska mohla prekvítať v našich životoch.
God bless you all.
Boh nech vás všetkých žehná.